So she took two dishes of peas into the ashes. But the little maiden went out into the garden at the back of the house and called as before, and all the birds came flying, and in half an hour's time all was done, and out they flew again. And then Cinderella took the dishes to her mother, rejoicing to think that she should now go to the ball. But her mother said, "It is of no use. You cannot go. You have no clothes and cannot dance. And you would only put us to shame." And off she went with her two daughters to the feast. Now when all were gone and nobody left at home, Cinderella went sorrowfully and sat down under the hazel tree and cried out, "Shake, shake, hazel tree, gold and silver over me." Then her friend the bird flew out of the tree and brought a gold and silver dress for her, and slippers of spangled silk, and she put them on, and followed her sisters to the feast. But they did not know her, she looked so fine and beautiful in her rich clothes. The king's son soon came up to her, and took her by the hand and danced with her and no one else, and he never left her hand. But when anyone else came to ask her to dance, he said, "This lady is dancing with me.